Spring is hopefully just around the corner, and that means it's time to clean out my closet. And I love doing that. It feels like a fresh start. I also feel like I'm doing something good, because the clothes that don't fit me anymore, or aren't my style, or let's face it, I never should have bought in the first place, I donate them. And I've always assumed that they went to people who could really use them, or who would look a lot better in them. But I didn't really know what happened to the clothes once they left my closet.
So the question about, well, then what happens to your clothes when you donate them, it's actually kind of tricky and it's pretty complicated.
That's Allison Chu. She reports on climate solutions for The Post. And she says, yeah, it does happen the way I imagined it, sometimes.
But actually, far less of the clothing that you donate ends up in that new home or, you know, goes to someone who really will use it and need it and want it.
Today, Allison talks with Elahe Azadi about where our clothing donations really go, the best times of year to donate, and how to make sure clothing actually gets reused.
Where do most people donate their clothes, and then what happens to those clothes once they are donated to those places?
Right. So, it can go to Goodwill and go to any organization similar to Goodwill. A lot of people will also donate to maybe some more local organization,
right.
So maybe like a local thrift store or even like a church or a
like a community organization.
Community organization.
I've done that before. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. There are some places that will take only specific types of items. So, like, there are clothing drives for people who need prom dresses or people who need workwear or suits. So those are all sort of different options that are available. If we're talking about sort of large-scale donation places, you know, for many people, Goodwill comes to mind. And with their system, you know, the clothes come in, they're sorted, and they can basically go either into what's deemed as suitable for retail, basically. Mm-hmm. And that means that it either ends up in the Goodwill brick-and-mortar thrift stores or on their e-commerce platforms. And then that's about half of the clothing donations that come in that they can be deemed suitable for retail. And the other half, you know, they'll either go to sort of a, you know, bulk retailer, basically. So that's where you can buy these items at a much lower cost. And then the other option is these salvage dealers, and that's basically like the rag trade.
Oh.
So not for wear anymore.
So like the clothes are sort of ripped up and used for other purposes?
Exactly. Yeah, repurposed. They're basically reused and most commonly turned into rags, basically. Mm. Clothes can also end up, unfortunately, shipped overseas where they could create a problem for the local communities in the countries that are there, either economically because sales of this cheaper bulk clothing might compete with local merchants or textile industries, or it's become a solid waste problem, meaning it ends up in landfills or incinerated.